My special guests tonight in the studio are Sloan, a local group. This is the record which has been featured as my record of the week this week. After this, Commuter File. And then I'll be chatting to Kate Sloan and Chris Barrow.
Get you home again.
After 6 o'clock on 2 and 0 Drive Time with Graham Seaman until 7 o'clock. From 7 till 8 tonight, it's the 60 Minutes News Team. And from 8 to 9, a special What's On programme. And then from 9 till 1 in the morning, while Mike Quinn's off at Martin's, joined by Joe Brown and Dave D, it's going to be good news down there tonight. I'm certainly looking forward to it, and I know Bob Harris is as well. He'll be there. Keith Butler will be in the studio. It's a long way of going around it, isn't it? Between 9 and 1, standing in for Mike. It's Commuter File time. First of all, we cross over to Bill Tozer at the AA, followed closely by Trevor Ainsley at Flight Watch. First of all, Bill.
Yes, thank you, Graham. And on the roads, not too bad now, although 2&0 Town Centre is still fairly busy. Traffic's moving reasonably well with no serious delays. The main routes through the area, there are still delays on the A327, the Shinfield Road, just south of Reading. It's due to single line traffic of roadworks near the junction with Whitley Wood Lane. And it's going to be that situation there over the weekend, so pay to avoid that junction if you possibly can. And there's still long delays going into Guildford on the A322, the Bagshot Road. Traffic queued back from the A3 at Wooden Bridge for about a mile and a half, and again, pay to use an alternative route there for the next hour at least. If you're driving into London this evening, then that looks being a straightforward journey. There's no major problems on the main routes in from the Thames Valley. And finally, information for drivers going to Gatwick Airport from this area. Avoid the Guildford route, Reigate route, if you possibly can. There's roadworks at both locations. They do cause long delays at times. If you've got to use that route, then do make sure you allow plenty of time. Bill Tozer, A Road Watch.
And if you are flying out of Gatwick Airport this evening, there are no problems over there. Air Tours and British Airways flights are operating to schedule. There are no problems for travellers out of Heathrow either. And over on the continent, all airports are trouble-free, and flights in the past hour have been arriving Heathrow well to schedule. But BA713 from Bucharest has picked up an air traffic control delay there, and it isn't likely to take off much before 7 o'clock our time. However, flights from Hanover, Moscow, Milan and Berlin are expected Heathrow on or close to schedule. Here in the United Kingdom, there's still some low cloud at Jersey, otherwise no problems for the domestic traveller. The shuttles and domestic flights are operating well to time. And further afield, two flights heading in from New York. Concorde BA170 is expected 15 minutes early at 8:45. BA178, 45 minutes early for 9:05. Trevor Ainsley at British Airways.
210.
Thank you very much, Trevor. And my special guests this evening are Kate Sloan and Chris Barrow. Now, Kate, you were born in Newcastle, weren't you? And Chris, you were born in Portsmouth.
That's right.
And it really leads us quite nicely into saying that that single we heard just before Commuter File, One More Night, is the one that you've produced recently. Now, a little bit about the past. Where did you start your musical career? Perhaps I can start with you, Kate.
Yeah, originally my music career was in a brass band. I did that for about 5-6 years and then eventually broke into a pop band, which I did for 4 years, and had a couple of years break, and then I started writing my own material and eventually got some demo tapes together, and it's all gone from there.
What about you, Chris?
Well, I started off really in the folk music scene and graduated to playing in a trio, and then in a full band, which I toured Germany with when we went professional. I haven't done anything for a couple of years, actually, and it's really good to be back doing something original and interesting.
Did you ever think, I'll ask both of you this one, did you ever think it would go this far, so far as producing a record was concerned?
I think at this stage, you know, that's what we were both aiming for. When Kate originally wrote One More Night and suggested that we get together and record it, I think that we were both looking towards getting a single release.
We did at that time, actually. We were pushing the material around, and we had a lot of refusals, and people wanted the material, but not the band. So we kept on and on, trying to get the band pushed, and eventually we got it. But it was a hard slog, but we always hoped we would get this far, whether we kind of believed it or not, I don't know.
Obviously, it's quite exciting when this sort of thing happens. What about friends and family? What did they think of what you were trying to do, and what do they think now you've made a go of it, produced a single?
Well, all our friends have been brilliant and given us 100% support. My family especially have given us incredible support with the band, and without that, really, I don't know whether we would have maybe come this far.
Now, both titles of your single refer to nighttime in one way or another. For example, One More Night, and the B-side of the single is called Moonlight. Is there any particular reason for this?
Not any. We do a lot of our writing during the night, so maybe that's what it is. and then we sort of save us from dropping off to sleep during the day. But and not maybe especially, I don't think. The night times are a funny time anyway, it's strange. But eerie, maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Chris?
Well, I think that that as Kate says, we do most of the writing at the night time when it's peaceful, probably one tends to be inspired during the night. You know, when as Kate says, it's a strange time, an interesting time.
Now, I should think the material takes its time to gather pace. What about the record itself? How long does it take to record the record? Always interested to know. I suppose it varies between record companies, but how long did it take with your particular single?
Well, for One More Night in Moonlight, it took us 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 days from about 10 o'clock in the morning till 12 or 2 o'clock the following morning. It takes quite a long time, but it's good to get it over with and get a finished result.
Now, I understand we were talking just before Commuter File that you don't only write the music anymore, do you, Kate? You share it about the group. Do you see your future leading more into the writing side of the business or into the singing and instrument playing side, if you like?
Not at the moment, no. I think I'd get enjoyment out of doing both things. Depends. If maybe somebody offered me something for a song, then maybe I'd sell it. But at the moment, the enjoyment is in both sides of the music.
New ideas are always difficult to come by in the music industry and competitive, to say the least. Where do you get your ideas from?
I think that really you can only draw on your experience of life and situations that you observe as you sort of go from day to day. Thoughts that you have you can bring together in a song. And this is what we, I think this is where we get our inspiration from for our material.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you after the break.
The Harrods sale, now on. Why is it the greatest sale on earth? Because we lower prices, never standards. The Harrods sale, now on. Please ask about our 12 months interest-free credit.
Your 1980 motoring takes off with Concord Garage Wokingham. Concord Garage are offering some really great deals, like a free roof rack and dinghy with all GE special saloons and estates while stocks last. Or Concord Garage will give you a fair price for your old car and 4.5% interest on used Citroens up to 3 years old. That's a true annual rate of just 8.7% on used cars only. Yes, it's Concord Garage Wokingham for your new or used Citroen. Phone Stanley Burton or Terry Benson on Wokingham 786 464.
Aha, here it is, the case of the missing car specialist. Yes, I remember this one, a real tough one to crack. Whoever hid Marshall's knew what he was doing. I'd looked all over, but I had one last hunch I just wanted to play. Down the Oxford Road, just past the Tilehurst Railway Station, bingo, the jackpot. Rows of shiny new Volkswagens and Audis, service bays and more new parts than my client could ever handle. Marshall's, for Volkswagen and Audi sales, service, repairs and spares.
Radio 210.
And my special guests this evening on the 210 Drive Time Show are Sloan, a local group. And in the studio with me right now are two people from the group. That's Kate Sloan and Chris Barrow. Now, we were talking about competition just before the break. You're a relatively new group. Do you have any concerts planned for the future, bearing in mind you've already done a few local gigs?
We are hoping to get a gig at the Marquee during the month of August, which hopefully will coincide with the release of our second single. We've got a couple of other local gigs lined up. We're doing a charity one at the weekend, actually, at Inkpen. You know, as I say, we've got a few more local ones lined up. The kind of work we really are interested in is getting onto the college and university circuits, but it's, you know, pretty difficult to break into.
What sort of reaction do you get from friends or people who listen to your music who probably otherwise not heard you before?
I think the main reaction is that they can't put our music into any particular category.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel that we perform quite well as a live band, and they feel quite excited by the music and by the band. We've got a good group of musicians together, and we've been rehearsing really hard, and we feel now that we're ready to do some really good gigs.
See what happens. What sort of hobbies do you have, or don't you? Does it take up a lot of time?
Well, I think it takes up all my time.
Yeah.
There's just no time left for anything else.
What would you have done had you not have gone into the music industry?
Well, I think we'd just be doing something 9-to-5-ish. I would be.
Probably.
Maybe.
But,
maybe I don't particularly want to, or wouldn't want to. But
yeah, I think it'd be very difficult to imagine life without involving music.
Yeah.
Mm. Where to now? What plans does the group have in general?
Well, we're doing another single next month, and then a follow-up album at the beginning of September, which will include all the new material, and we're really looking forward to it.
Kate and Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the B-side of the single, Moonlight.
Take me out in the moonlight. When you touch my hand, don't you feel we're right? Take me out in the moonlight tonight. Look at me underneath the stars and tell me how you feel. There's so many things that you try to conceal from me. There's nothing like moonlight to make me feel. And I feel like I'm going down slowly. Then I see that it can be only moonlight.
Moon. And the B-side of their single One More Night, it's called Moonlight. Coming up to 6:30, and at the 210 news desk, it's Mike Rowbottom.
210.
210 headlines at 6:30, Mike Rowbottom.